Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here as I try to encourage us to humbly go before the Lord in prayer, to read His Bible or to listen to the Bible, the scriptures. And one of the ways I've been doing that lately is by actually reading through different books of the Bible. And we are in Judges in chapter two. And this is a great review of an entire book here in these next few verses. It's basically going to give us what's going to happen, why it's happening, and the end conclusion, God's thoughts on his own people. So it's actually a very telling few verses. So let's just dive in here. We're in Judges chapter 2, verse 16 through the end here. Then the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Yet they did not listen to their judges, for they whored after other gods and bowed down to them. They soon turned aside from the way in which their fathers had walked, who had obeyed the commandments of the Lord, and they did not do so. Whenever the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge, and he saved them from the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groaning, because of those who afflicted and oppressed them. But whenever the judge died, they turned back and were more corrupt than their fathers, going after other gods, serving them and bowing down to them. They did not drop any of their practices or their stubborn ways. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he said, "Because this people have transgressed my covenant that I commanded their fathers and have not obeyed my voice, I will no longer drive out before them any of the nations that Joshua left when he died, in order to test Israel by them, whether they will take care to walk in the way of the Lord as their fathers did or not." So the Lord left those nations, not driving them out quickly, but he did not give them into the hand of Joshua. And that's the end of chapter two. So this part of chapter two has been a review of what happened basically right before we go into the book of Judges, and then what the book of Judges kind of sets up where the people are at the beginning of Judges, and then gives a synopsis of what you're about to read. And that's what we just read. And it is interesting to think about how we as people can be blessed by someone. In this case, they're being greatly blessed by the one who is the author of life, the one who gives us all things. He gives us all things out of nothing, the great creator of the universe. And he blesses them, and yet they seek others. They seek other gods who don't even exist, just in the minds of men. And they are easily captured by these other gods. And then their children go after gods even more easily or with more desire. They are more reckless, if you will, and so on and so forth. So there's a, whatever a principle that my wife and I have had in raising our children: whatever we do in moderation, our children will probably do in excess. And it's not usually a good thing. So if we were moderate in our, say, watching of TV, then our children would want more. They would just want more. That's a natural thing, and we see that here in this passage here in Judges. So as we press on in trying to be a people and individuals who really read God's word and ask the Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit to read the word in the Spirit, to ask the Spirit for guidance as we do so, to be humble, not to become prideful or puffed up, that we truly want to be worshipers of the one true and living God, and we want to worship Him as He wants to be worshiped, which He says He's looking for worshipers who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. So it doesn't matter what building you're in or that you're even in the building. It doesn't matter who the people are around you. Is do you worship God in spirit and in truth? Do you know the one true and living God. Matthew 7:21 says this: not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father. So we live in a day, in an age, it's not all that different from Judges, where people might call on Yahweh, but in their heart, they're chasing other gods. And our God is not fooled by any of that. So let's stay focused on going after the one true God. And one of the ways to know we're on track is by reading his word. God bless you guys. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.